If a team is radically open sourcing a new OS platform level code base, like actually trying to reset culture, not just toss code on GitHub, then writing Git out of the story can matter for a few deep cultural and architectural reasons. Shasha 1, Git bakes in a worldview, and it's not neutral. Git assumes a certain model of time, change, and authorship, linear-ish branches, commits as immutable atoms, a DAG of history. If your platform is about distributed, ephemeral, agentic, swarm-based, CRDT-ish, or nonlinear computation, Git's metaphors force you back into the old world. A new OS often needs a new model of what counts as a change. Kind of two, Git's governance is Git's narrative. If you build a top Git, you inherit. It's gatekeeping rituals. It's one repo to rule them all. Centrism. It's PRMR social contract. It's assumptions about maintainers versus contributors. It's power dynamics around who can merge history. Maybe that team wants to break that whole lineage, a new ritual architecture for collaboration. Three, GitHub, or GitLab, etc., is not just tooling. It's culture, it's politics, it's a lens on transparency, and it subtly defines the surface area of participation. A truly radical open source drop might want to avoid corporate platforms, forking as the moral unit of dissent, code as text doc formats, identity tied to accounts on those systems, bots that reinforce old practices. They may want unmediated public availability, distributed first synchronization, or something more like a living commons. Number four, Git assumes code is text. If the system's core artifacts aren't text, maybe they're graphs, events, state machines, living agents, declarative knowledge nodes, WASM modules, something game engine-esque, then Git becomes an awkward fossil. You can stuff non-text content into Git, yes, but it's like pushing galaxies through a keyhole. Hashrunner 5, mythology matters. If they want to make a cultural break, you don't want the origin story to be open quote, well, then they opened a GitHub repo. Close quote, people underestimate how much legend shapes adoption. Not Git signals, this isn't Unix with fresh lipstick. Something new is being born. Number 6, they need a story that matches the architecture Meson. If the OS itself is decentralized, self-modifying, continuous, peer-propagated, then the source of truth can't be a static repository. The build story must match the system's philosophy. If not, you get cognitive dissonance, a distributed OS built from a centralized repo. If you want the spicy one-liner, Git is history as ledger. New platforms often want history as ecology. No Git, as in, not, we're avoiding GitHub, not, we prefer Fossil, not, we'll mirror later, but an ontological stance. Open quote, there is no canonical repo, no central history, no commit-based worldview at all. Close quote, when a team says that, here's what it secretly implies. Hack one, the code base is alive, not archived. They're not publishing a snapshot, they're publishing a living system, probably self-hosting its own updates, replication, and provenance. Two, synchronization is built into the platform, meaning the platform is the version control. Changes ripple via the system's own substrate. Think CRDTs, Merkle-ish state, gossip diffusion, or agent synchronization as the native primitive. Forking is meaningless. Forking assumes a master and a branch. If the whole thing is a distributed knowledge organism, forks collapse into the topology of the network. 4. Updates aren't commits, they're events. And events don't have authors the way Git thinks about authors. This tends to erase attribution as governance and push toward collective, emergent authorship. 5. Releases aren't tarballs, they're states. You don't download V1.0, you join a specific state of the graph. 6. The tool is part of the philosophy. No Git is not a practical preference. It's a philosophical declaration. Open quote, we are not inheriting the epistemology of 2005. We're building something whose story begins elsewhere. Close quote. Armor 7. It's a signal to developers who can sense when something really is new. Because when everything claims to be Web3 or decentralized or post-web, the quickest tell is whether they had the courage to ditch Git. Anyone can mimic innovation. Few will rewrite their origin myth.